Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is a new survey online that had people rank the top 50 comfort foods. So it's a mix of salty and sweetie and all kind of different stuff in there. What would you say your number one comfort food? If you're going for something, you're like, oh, you know what? I need
I love ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Ice cream came in at number 4.
Burgers.
Burgers? Not on the top.
Really?
Not on the top 10, no.
Potato chips are on there.
No.
Oh, my God.
But you have chicken two different pie. You have two different type of potato things on there.
You have French fries?
Actually, potato chips came in at 13th.
You got French fries?
French fries is number 5.
And you have
Think Carmen.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes came in at number 8.
Okay. Number 1 comfort food is chocolate.
Number 2 comfort food is chocolate. Very close.
But the number 1 comfort food.
Yes.
Popcorn.
What is, like, one of the most popular things to get delivered to your house?
Pizza.
That's number 3.
Oh.
Number 1 is surprising to me.
Chinese food?
Chinese food.
No, that's I was giving you number 3. Number 1 is something that you make at home, and I believe Wilona made it with an iron. Or no, that's something different, but you can make it with an iron.
Pancakes?
Flattening something.
It's a sandwich.
Sandwich? Cuban sandwich?
No.
Panini?
See, the fact that you guys aren't getting it. There you go.
Oh, grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese isn't number 1 comfort food, right?
No, not above ice cream, not above chocolate.
Pizza is number 1.
Yeah.
Pizza is number 1. Should be. Well, they say grilled cheese sandwich is number 1. 2 is chocolate. Pizza number 3. Ice cream number 4. French fries number 5. Mac and cheese comes in at number 6. Chocolate chip cookies, ooh, big, like, warm ones. Those are good. Number 8 is mashed potatoes. Number 9 is fried chicken. And 10 is spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's it for the comfort food.
I don't eat comfort food, like, when I need, like, you know, people get depressed and they eat.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
What,
like,
do you
don't
mean?
Get me wrong. I have no problem eating. I'm just saying, like...
No, but if you were, like... I always think comfort food is if you're eating good, eating well, trying not to eat a lot of garbage, but you're like, you know what? I'm having a good meal. I'm going for it, and I'm going to have this.
Desserts.
You know? That's how I feel
food.
About ice cream. Like, I'm like, I got to have a little ice cream.
See, I'm not really an ice cream
but
guy.
But I say a little ice cream, but if I mean that, I mean a pint of Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
Something with something ice cream. Cookie dough with pretzels or something like that.
Yeah, I think I always crave pasta. I always crave pasta.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't, but I'm going to tell my dad this, which I didn't tell him that yet, but if you're listening to that. So my dad, they moved and bought a new house.
Uh-huh.
And they're watching my kids this weekend while we're in Venice. And my dad said, when you come over Saturday, why don't you sleep over? And I said to my wife, my dad said, why don't we sleep over on Saturday? And she goes, will he be cooking dinner? I go, well, if that's a negotiation.
Right.
So now we both decided that if he makes linguine with clam sauce,
awesome.
We will sleep over. We'll probably do whatever else he wants to.
Yeah.
That's my dad's got that down so well that you can't eat it anywhere else once you've eaten it.
Yeah. It's so funny, too, because, you know, generally it seems like mom cooks. Mom cooks and makes all the dinners and does all that stuff. But your dad will have, like, one thing.
Yes.
My dad would make beef stew. That was his big thing.
Right.
Like, that was his go-to thing was beef stew. Yours, Dad, is the linguine with clam sauce.
He can make plenty of other things. He is the cook.
Right, but, like, the go-to kind of thing.
My dad's wife makes pork chops better than... My wife hates pork, but she'll eat the hell out of those pork chops.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, everybody
it's
has their special thing.
It's funny, because I cook a lot. I do a lot of the cooking and stuff. My wife's one thing is Italian chicken. It's like the breaded chicken with Italian. That's her one thing. Your dad make anything?
My dad does this Italian dish. He calls it pasta and chicken wings, but he makes a big thing of pasta, and then he boils the chicken wings for hours with a bunch of aromatics, and then he pours it over the pasta, and you eat the pasta.
That doesn't seem like that goes together.
It's so
I'm not saying I probably love it. It smells good. Just can't. You get a bony chicken wing on pasta.
Well, yeah, that's a little weird.
You could do chicken legs. I like the chicken wings, but the broth you put on the pasta, and it's got onions and carrots in it, and then you throw some Parmesan cheese on that.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Now, we were talking about the other day how when we were on the cruise, my cousin Rosemary was on the cruise. I was, how many things we ate as kids died when my grandfather, my great-grandfather died.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I remember we called my grandmother and we talked about it. My great-grandfather used to make spaghetti with the sawdust.
Oh.
Which was what?
No. I don't know.
Sounds good, though.
It was some sort of spaghetti and then some sort of stuff that you put on it that looked like sawdust, like from a drill, but it wasn't. It was
some
food.
Sort of cheese?
No, it was like a, I don't remember what it
like
was.
Like a minced meat?
I don't remember.
Yeah, like a shredded, right? Could you turn that up? Can you turn that up at all?
I can make it a little louder if I have to.
Jesus Christ, my nose is bleeding.
Oh, it's only 8:30. What if I waken my grandmother up to ask her what sawdust was? But how do they not answer?
Hello?
Hi, Graham. You're live on the air. Don't curse.
Michael.
What?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What
sounds
do you,
like
what
they're
you,
all awake.
Yeah, you're awake. I was worried I might have been waking you up.
No, Michael. Go ahead. What's the matter?
Oh, I feel like you're brushing me off today.
I think there's a town hall meeting going on.
Yeah.
Michael, would I brush you off?
No, yesterday you made the fine declaration that I was your favorite on the phone. By making a declaration, she can't deny it.
Right.
When somebody asks her if I'm the favorite, she goes, ha, 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 I love them all. But that's basically saying,
cannot tell a lie.
We know what's going on.
Right.
Graham, I know I think I've asked you this once before, but I was trying to explain to the kids here. Grandpa made spaghetti with the sawdust. What was the sawdust?
Sawdust?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me I don't
remember. Oh, yes, yes. No, Grandpa never made that. I made that. Nanny made it.
Nanny made it. Okay, so my grandmother, my great-grandmother made it. What was the sawdust? It wasn't the cheese. It was, what was it?
Breadcrumbs.
Just like a burnt breadcrumb?
No, yeah, breadcrumb, but on vegetables.
Sounds delicious.
I don't recall.
I know what you're talking about.
I know,
about,
I know you do. I just can't picture how it was made.
It's a special dish for St. Joseph's Day.
Oh, that's why we had it on the right. What were some of the other recipes that died with them?
God, you want me to think of that now?
I'm trying to think. Like I know Grandpa used to make Sicilian pizza in the big square pizza in the oven. That was good.
No, Grandpa never made it.
Oh, for the love of God, you're taking all my memories away.
By the way, just so you know, I just Googled St. Joseph's Day sawdust, and it comes up. It says Catholic cuisine, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we know
it's got a bunch of it. Pasta and sawdust.
Yeah.
We never said sawdust.
Yes, we did. That's how I know what it was.
Oh, all right. Okay, I believe you.
Just changing the whole course of history. Taking sawdust, the next thing you know, you're going to say we weren't eating goods.
Oh, my God.
What
else do you want to know?
I don't know. What else do we have? We're talking about, like the one, everybody has, like, that one good meal. Like, my father makes linguine with clams better than anybody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we were trying to think of, like, what was the one good meal that everybody's dad or grandfather made or whatever, and I was trying to think of things that were just made in our family, like the sawdust macaroni, like things that I remember. Nobody else knew
Grandpa,
what that was.
Grandpa always made something different every night when he came home from work.
Yeah, like the one.
He was incredible.
The one night I came home and I was like, that's the greatest smell in the world. This is the best ever. What is it? And there was a sheep's head split in half in in the oven. Oh, and it smelled, it tastes as good as it smelled. It was odd looking. It looked like a game of Operation. Well, you'd have to dig into the brain and eat the brain, but it was so good.
I have a question.
Yes.
Vita, do you have a cookbook of all your recipes that you remember from your parents and whatnot that you'll pass along?
I have some, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Because they're in my head, but I can't remember them right now.
But also, I would say that it's more like a watching and learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandmother makes something that cannot be replicated.
Right.
Other people have tried. My wife has come pretty close. My mother has come pretty close. But my grandmother makes spinach balls.
Oh.
Now, I never liked goddamn spinach in my life. ever. But my grandmother makes these spinach and cheese rolled up in breadcrumbs in a ball.
Yes.
And she fries them. And I would lock her in the kitchen with chains until she made a bunch of spinach balls.
You know you didn't have to do that.
I know, but I would threaten you.
All you had to do was tell me.
That was good.
And your grandmother was nice enough. Every Italian person I met since I was 13 years old after dating Kristen Montalbano and her father would make it for me, I said, do you know what spadini is? Mm-hmm. Do you know what spadini is? Nobody knew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then, of course, you made it for me the one time, which was very nice.
It was delicious.
So good, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was about 8 or 9 years ago, probably.
I had to go to Ms. Arrow's, and I had to have you cut. You were like, Michael, tell them to cut it very, very thin. So they sliced it up for me, and then you rolled it, and stuck a little leave in there.
And stuff.
But, Michael, what did you buy, veal or chicken?
Veal.
Yes, that's the way to eat it.
That's right. And you put a little bay leaf in there.
When you come here, I make the chicken.
Yeah, she really can cook. You haven't lost anything on the cooking. Your cooking's still really good.
Yeah, I like to cook. I really do, but sometimes I get so tired.
Man, relax.
I'm getting older.
Now, my brother went there this weekend or this past couple of days, right? He was there?
Yes, he left. He just called me.
And he brought you guys into this decade with television, right?
Michael, last night... We couldn't find the shows.
Oh, Jesus.
He just told me. I said, oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
They got a balls box? You got all the movies now?
Yeah, but who knows how to use it yet?
Yeah, well, figure it out or else you're going to accidentally find all the dirty channels. Don't do that.
No?
Well, I mean, you can if you want to.
Oh, the dirty Gotham.
Yeah. When you think Grandpa's watching The Honeymooners tonight, you know what he's watching.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Brings a whole new meaning to writing the kisser.
Every time my grandmother's here for a couple of days,
yeah,
and she goes back home, she has to call my grandfather from the airport and say, all right, I'm getting on the plane. I go, yeah, because you got to get all the hookers out of the house.
Got
to clear all the broads out before you get there.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, Graham, now I'm hungry. Now I want to eat. I want to eat sawdust. I wish I could. Boy, I really wish I could. I got to tell you, in my financial position at $14 million a year, I could go eat at my grandmother's house every Sunday if I wanted to.
Yeah, you could.
Go over there, eat, and then just come back Sunday night. I'll work on that.
Yeah, but Mike, I don't do that anymore. It's very low-key.
We'll cater it in. We'll be fine.
But if you come, that's a different story.
Because I'm the favorite.
My legs hurt.
Because I'm the favorite.
Right?
No, because you and John are the favorite.
Oh.
Why? Because he gave you TV? Oh, because he might be listening.
No, he didn't give us anything.
Yeah, he might be listening. That's why.
No, Graham, he's not.
Let's say nobody's listening to the show. Just me and you are talking right now. I would be number one. Who would be number two? Alex?
I'm not answering you.
Okay, you don't have to. A non-answer is an answer. Me?
Michael, why do you do that to me?
All right, how about...
I love every one of you.
Okay, can I change the question a little bit? Don't get stressed out.
I'm hanging up on you.
Oh.
How dare you. I'll give out your phone number. Let's just say this scenario, okay? The house is burning down, and all the grandchildren are inside, and you can only save two. Who do you save?
The two of you.
Me and Alex.
My grandmother, I'm gonna kill you.
My grandmother going in, she'd be like, come on, now you got to stay because you're too fat. I can't carry you out. Burn in the house.
I love the boys are incredible.
Yes.
The girls are even more incredible.
She said, I love the boys better than the girls. Is what I just heard. The boys first, then the girls. Michael, Alex. This is in my head, this is how I see it. Me, my cousin Alex, my brother John, Jill maybe, or Nico, somewhere in that area, and then everybody else.
No, you're so wrong.
All right, write it down and mail it to me, and I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, I could see you.
I'm just going to assume, as long as I'm at the top, that's all that really matters.
Michael... All my grandchildren. Now, stop it.
You're my favorite grandmother.
I love them. They're all my favorite.
Okay. You're not fooling me, so I don't care what you say. But I understand why you have to take the position you do, much like a politician.
Oh,
but
my God.
I have to tell you that I love you, and I've enjoyed talking to you today. You sound wonderful, and I will I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, you never answer my phone every time I call. You're so busy.
Pretty good. I've been pretty good lately.
Yes, you have.
Thank you.
Yeah, when I hear, hi, Graham, oh, my God.
She does. She gets shocked. She goes, Michael? I go, well, you called me. I didn't expect you to answer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, honey.
All right, Graham. Have a good weekend.
Yes, and you too.
All right, bye.
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 I was like, echo on that phone, too?
Yeah, that was weird. It was a little bit of go get your shine box whenever you were saying, I'll come over for Sunday dinner. And she's like, Michael, I don't do that anymore. I don't know whether you heard or not.
I
don't make Sunday dinners anymore.
If I said to her I was coming Sunday, she'd go to the store right now.
Absolutely.
If I said I'm coming, guess what? I got nothing going on this weekend. I'm flying in tomorrow. I got to go to the store. I guarantee it. That'd be the first thing. She's got to go to the Italian market.
Spadini.
She's got to go buy some spadini, some spinach balls. And I'm starving.
St. Joseph's sawdust is a classic pasta dish for Sicilian people of Sicilian descent. The dish is part of a ritual meal that traditionally served on March 19th for St. Joseph's Day.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. Next year. Yeah. Have your son help. Yeah.
It was gross. I remember it being
gross. You didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it.
It sounded delicious.
It's like burnt breadcrumbs. Served on pasta. I don't know what she got the vegetables from. She's losing a little bit.
You know, what's funny is with that Blue Apron, they had something similar to this.
Where really?
They had the breadcrumbs and you have garlic and you do it with a little bit of oil in the pan.
Yeah.
And then put it over the.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, the pasta.
Yeah, but she's losing her mind when she doesn't. We always call it the sawdust. And what was the other thing that she denied? I felt like she was St. Peter today.
You said that your grandfather made it. It was your...
Oh, and the Sicilian pizza.
Oh, yeah.
He used to get the dough and make a Sicilian pizza. I'll never forget this giant square pan that he had. And he'd make it and he'd put it in the oven. He'd make Sicilian square. It was the first time I ever had Sicilian pie when I was like five from my great-grandfather making it. And then she's like, oh, he never did that. Oh,
you ever have, witness protection? You ever have pizza at home but where they have the bricks that go in the oven? Or the stone or whatever?
Yeah, you put it on top of that, yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, my next house, I will build an outdoor brick oven, pizza oven.
Totally. Because it really makes a huge difference.
But also because I think, like, that Anthony's coal fire.
Oh, my God. It makes so much in there.
But the kids will love that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even when they're, like, teenagers, that's still going
to
be fun.
Right, and they dare each other to try and get in it.
See how far you can go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.